AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The life or death phase in the trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev is underway. Northeastern University Law School professor Daniel Medwood says it's hard to say if all 12 jurors will agree to sentence Tsarnaev to death.
Even though there is widespread opposition to the death penalty in Massachusetts, the folks who actually are on the jury here are people who are not opposed to the death penalty. So in a sense, it's impossible to predict whether they'll lean one way or the other.
The Senate is close to a vote on a once-stalled human trafficking bill.
Democrats blocked the bill for weeks after they noticed abortion language they opposed. Now there's a deal they can accept. This is Minority Leader Harry Reid.
Private funding will not be part of Hyde, and that's what we've been fighting for these weeks.
The bill's sponsor, Senator John Cornyn, says it's now on a fast track.
Hopefully, final passage of this by tomorrow at the latest.
And that would clear the way for a vote on Loretta Lynch's nomination to be Attorney General. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Bluebell Creameries pulls all of its products in 23 states and abroad after samples of its ice cream tested positive for Listeria. Company spokesman Joe Robertson.
Going forward, we will produce a product, hold it until it's tested. When that test comes back negative, then we can distribute those products.
CDC says there have been 10 Bluebell-linked Listeria cases, three fatal in the past 5 years. Pope Francis accepts the resignation of Kansas City, Missouri Bishop Robert Finn, who pleaded guilty 3 years ago to failing to report a suspected child abuser. Thomas Nix, a Catholic, says he should resign long ago.
Where that smoke was, there is some fire, and maybe it's appropriate that he steps aside.
Finn was pressured to resign by local parishioners as well as petition drives asking the Pope to remove him. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is down 84. This is AP Radio News. United Nations Refugee Agency now believes more than 800 people drowned when a boat packed with migrants trying to reach Europe sank on Saturday, making it the worst such incident ever in the Mediterranean. The AP's Nicole Winfield reports from Rome that the boat's captain, one of only a handful of survivors from the disaster, has been arrested.
Prosecutors have arrested the captain of the smuggler's boat and one member of the crew. They're accused of aiding and abetting illegal immigration, with the captain also accused of reckless homicide and causing a shipwreck. These two men came ashore overnight along with 27 survivors of the capsizing.
A spokesman for the Geneva-based UN High Commissioner for Refugees says about 350 of those on board were believed to have been from Eritrea. Others included people from Syria, Somalia, Sierra Leone, Mali, Senegal, Gambia, Ivory Coast, Ethiopia, and Bangladesh. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.